Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph, we left off talking about the Terumat HaDeshen, the Kohen who was chosen by lottery to take the ash off of the top of the Mizbeach and put it down below on the floor of the courtyard, the Azara. That is the first part of the service of the day. Mishnah says, Ra'uhu Ehav Shiarad, when his brothers, the other Kohanim, saw that the Kohen who did the Terumat HaDeshen, he came down the ramp and he put the ash on the floor of the courtyard. Vehem ratzu uba'u. They also ran and they went to the Kior. The Kior was where they washed their hands and feet. Miharu v'kidishu yedehen v'raglehen mina Kior. They quickly washed their hands and feet from the Kior to prepare for the rest of the service for the Avodah. Natlu et hamagrefot v'et hasinorot. They took the shovels that would be used to scoop out ashes, and the forks for moving the pieces of meat. Ve'alu l'rosh ha-mizbeach, and they went up to the top of the mizbeach. Ha'evarim v'ha-pedarim she'lo nit'akelu mi-ba'erev. Any of the limbs or the fats from the korbanot from the previous day that didn't burn completely during the nighttime, sonkim otam listadeh ha-mizbeach. They would put them to the side of the mizbeach temporarily in order so that the fire could be relit in a powerful way and the fire could be rebuilt. V'im'en ha-sedadin ma-hazikin. If the sides of the mizbeach didn't have any room to hold onto these items, sodrin otam ba-sovev ala kevesh. The Kohanim would arrange them above the ledge, right at the meeting point between the ramp and the mizbeach. They would put them on that part temporarily.